A very good morning. Be'afav teach 6:13. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra and Aleph, Baba Basra 51a, pagination is 101, starting from the fourth line on the page at the two dots. The Mishnah previously told us, V'lo le'isha b'nichsei b'ayla, a woman who is eating produce from her husband's field for 3 years does not have proof that she bought the field from him, because there's certain relationships that we have, husband to wife to husband, father to son to father, that allow eating from the other's field without it being a provocative situation in which we wonder, why wasn't the original owner Moche, why didn't he object? In which case, it seems probable that the claim that I bought it from the original owner is correct. On the contrary, when it comes to these types of people, they commonly would be on the field, and that does not provide any proof. Asks the Gemara Pshita. That's obvious, that a woman cannot make a chazaka in her husband's property. If indeed she bought it, she would have to keep the documentation, because 3 years on the property doesn't prove anything. Kevin de Isle Mizoni, since she's entitled to food, Mizoni hudika achla, she's just taking the food she's entitled to. Answers the Gemara, lo tzricha, the case was not needed except for the situation, de yichad la arach rita le mizona, that other property was designated for her sustenance, and therefore it becomes an oddity that she's on this field. She's claiming, I was there because I bought it, and I'm here 3 years, and he wasn't objecting. And our Mishnah is teaching us that the fact that he didn't object to his wife is not a proof that she bought it. Says the Gemara, Haraya Yesh, but indeed, there's such a thing that she could bring a proof that she bought it. In other words, her 3 years on the field doesn't prove that it's hers, but if she came up with documentation and showed us a shtar, mechira, a sale, that it was sold to her from her husband, she would indeed be entitled to keep it. Ramifications, of course, is upon death of the husband, or upon divorce, she claims this field is hers personally, and she wants to leave with it. The Gemara knows something and is wondering about it. Lema ligiluye zuzehu deboi. We know that there's a concept that a husband, as Rashbam explains, may sometimes try to get the woman to divulge additional assets that she has. He's wondering that perhaps money that he's entitled to is being held. In the words of Rashbam, Mos hitmina mimeni, she hid money from me, the husband says, v'niskavanti ligalos lima oseho, and my intent by selling her a field was not really to sell it. I was trying to get her to reveal where her money is, which I'm allowed to use during the marriage. And when I accepted the money from her, I accepted it as my money, money I'm entitled to. Not for a sale, it was a trick. I didn't agree to a sale, it was all a mock-up sale, so that she should pull that money out from her safe holding, because I'm entitled to that money to be able to use it. Certainly, he's going to have to give the money back upon divorce, but at the time, he wanted to be able to use it, and he basically tricked her to reveal where the money is. So we have this concept, that a man might do such a thing. Whether it's right to do such a thing or not right to do such a thing, who's wronging who over here, that's a whole different discussion. But if he did it, he might have a claim that I didn't actually sell it to her. I was just trying to get her to reveal where the money is. We're going to have to revisit this concept. But Shamat Mina, what is resulting from our statement over here by saying she doesn't have a chazaka, but if she would have documentation, it would be hers. What emerges over here is that documentation would be valid, and we would not use this argument that he was just trying to get her to reveal the money. Says the Gemara, no, it could be that Ligiluye Zuze still exists as a Svara, and there are going to be cases where it's not a good sale, even though she has documentation. Ema Haraya Yesh, it could be that the case of proof, which you're being medayik, does exist. You don't have chazaka, but you could have documentation. Bishtar matana. That would be the case where he writes a gift to his wife. And in that case, indeed, it's going to be a valid gift because there's no argument of ligiluye zuze to reveal money because she didn't pay for it. Obviously, this setup wasn't to get her to reveal that she had money. The Gemara continues, and we're still grappling with this concept of ligiluye zuze. Do we say that her husband was trying to get her to reveal the money and was not actually selling it to her, even though there's documentation? Amale Rav Nachman l'Rav Huna. Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, lohava mar gabon beurta betchuma. The master was not with us when we were studying in the Beis Medrash, to Amrinon Mili Ma'al Yasa, because we said something really special. Amalei my Mili Ma'al Yasa, what indeed was so special that you learned? We learned Hamocha Sada Le'ishto Kansa. If a person sells a field to his wife, she acquires it. It's a good kinyan. For lo Amrinon, and we don't say that he was only trying to get her to reveal money that he's entitled to, that she's been hiding. And the Gemara continues. If we turn onto Amud Beis, we find that Rava actually makes a distinction between the types of sales, and therefore, some sales we could argue ligiluye zuze hudeboi, that he was trying to get her to reveal money, and in other case, we will not say that. Again, chazaka, she doesn't have. Husband would allow her to be taking things during the marriage. Matana, if it's documented as a gift, it definitely does work. But in the case of Mecha, Rava is going to draw a distinction. Omar Rava, about 11 lines up from the bottom, Rava said, Hilchasa, the halacha is, Hamocha sada l'ishto lo kansa, a person who sells a field to his friend, to his wife, it's not a kinyan. Vabal ochel peiros. And there are cases where the husband eats the produce. Asks the Gemara at the end of the next line, Tarti. Both of those rulings, how could that possibly be? As Rashbam explains, the first ruling was, Hamocha sada l'ishto lo kansa, a person sells a field to his wife, it's not a kinyan. That means it's still his. The second ruling was, V'habal ochel peiros, and the husband is allowed to eat the produce, means the sale was a good sale, and the husband, during the time of the marriage, is allowed to have the produce. But otherwise, fundamentally, the land belongs to the wife, because she bought it. Which way is it? It's a sale. Is it considered a good sale? Is it not considered a good sale? And the Gemara answers, Lokasha, this is not a question. It's talking about two different cases. Kan b'mos temunim. If the money that she comes up with in order to pay for the land was hidden money, then you understand that he was pulling a trick in order to get her to reveal this money that he's entitled to. Kan b'monos b'mos she'enam temunim, but in a case where she comes up with the money for the purchase with revealed money, money that was known, it's not hidden money, then if he proceeds with the sale, clearly he's doing a valid mechira, a valid sale, and indeed that second ruling would apply. Habal ochel peros, the land belongs to her, and during the marriage, he is allowed to eat its produce. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.